voice of the Hokies joining us, as he does each and every Wednesday, John Lazor, which I forgot to ask you as we kind of put the North Carolina game in the rearview mirror. Your call, the Greg Stroman punt return. Fantastic. Favorite action, favorite event, favorite play to call as a play-by-play guy in football is what?
Yeah, it's something like that where there's a long run at the end where he has to make or the player has to make a number of different moves and you're not quite sure that he's going to go. I think people would immediately say when you have got an open field in front of them, and I like those, but you got to try to hit a tagline because you know they're going to score. And I like the ones where you just basically have to try to follow the action in real time. So Greg's punt returns have been right up there for sure.
I love the ending of the punt return, kind of going through the old finish line like a sprinter. Had to do the chest pop on his way into the end zone.
I was joking with him yesterday. Stroh's a great kid, by the way. And I obviously had no idea he was going to do that, but I said track meet at the 40, and then he broke the tape like a track runner. And I was like, it's almost like you were listening to the game. And he's like, I would if I could, John. And I'm like, God, you're a nice guy, Stroh.
Yeah, what we're talking about Greg Stroman, I don't think, and I didn't realize this till I sat next to him and during Hokies postgame live. I don't think people realize, and I say this because you know
how small he is.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make myself sound like big and athletic, but he's just not a big guy.
No, he's not. Him and Mook are kind of the same way, in that they both can hit you though. And Bud Foster was talking about that too. That was the one concern with him, and I imagine it'll be the same concern with people probably not taking him as high as he should go in the NFL draft, but we've obviously seen what he's capable of.
John Lazor said before the break, if you get past Duke, and I tried to stress this earlier, because everyone's looking at Miami, Georgia Tech, the big November, but Justin Fuente does not do a lot of hype. He's a straight shooter, and if you listen to him talk about this game, he's laying it out there that this is going to be an absolute grind of a game on Saturday night.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, you should win. And, you know, Justin's right in the fact that this is a very well-coached Duke team, and it's a little bit befuddling when you look at their roster and their stat sheet as to the struggles they've had, although, you know, I think we were also tainted a little bit by their schedule early and the fact that they were 4-0, and people wanted to say that they were going to be heavily in the mix in the Coastal Division. Well, they've got most of their offense back last year, but it's an offense that struggled, and they've got some of their defense back, but it's a defense that at times struggled. So, you know, it's a team that, kind of like its coach itself, is solid if not spectacular. So if you play very poorly and you don't secure the football and you make a lot of mistakes, then they're going to hang with you and they can find a way to beat you. So that's the challenge this weekend, and that's the threat. But if the Hokies play well, they should win this game handily because they're a much better football team and at home and all those other cliche things that go into it. But, yeah, there is a threat that exists there. But if you're as good as you think you are and want to be to get to the places that you want to go, which is, of course, back to the ACC championship game, then this is a game that you should win comfortably.
It's interesting you said about this team, you know, what it is. Getting back to the slants, maybe the shorter passing routes, because that's how I saw Virginia excel. Because Duke had that day a very good secondary, had an interception, had a pick six early on, but it was the once they started going a little bit shorter and letting the receivers do their thing, do the yak thing afterwards, that's where Duke really paid the price. And I guess ultimately about Duke, how they started out, where they've been the past four losses, it's the inconsistent teams this time of the year that really scare you.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, again, I said about this offense, they had 83% of their scrimmage yards back this year. They've obviously got a quarterback that they knew throughout the course of camp and spring football and all those things. And they've got quite a few of the receivers back, and they've got Sean Wilson, their leading rusher, back. And it's just interesting that they haven't been able to execute at a consistent level. So that does scare you, that if for whatever reason you ignite them with a big play and get them on a roll, they're going to be able to find a rhythm. But they haven't been able to find a rhythm, whether that be against Virginia or even North Carolina in a game that they won. Really looking back at it, they beat North Carolina, and then they've lost four in a row. And in all five of those games, their offense has really struggled. I don't have my statistical breakdown in front of me, but I did break it out. The numbers are pretty staggering. I think they're averaging 13.5 points per game over that stretch and under 200 yards passing per game. So I guess my general point is, if the Hokies have anything close to what they had in the second and third phase defense special teams against North Carolina, and your offense executes a little better, I just don't think that Duke can keep up with you.
All right, let me let you go here on a basketball question. John Lazor, voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, ACC Basketball Media Day in Charlotte. Buzz Williams said a couple of weeks ago, we need to be better, we need to be different. How is Virginia Tech going to try to be different this year?
Well, I think he means we need to be better and we need to be different than we were last year, and that obviously starts defense and rebounding. Kerry Blackshear will help in both of those areas. Having Chris Clark back will help in both of those areas. Not having Seth Allen here, I don't mean to take a shot at him. He scored 32 points over in Spain last night, so he's still doing the electrifying things offensively, but not having to account for him defensively will help this team as well. So defense is the focal point thus far from what I've seen through training camp and the early portion of practice.
That's the sports portion of John Lazor's appearance. But John Lazor, as we all know, is now a newlywed, getting ready to get married. So we'd like to dive in to find out what John Lazor is learning about the marital experience every single week.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you give that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie?
It's time for our first installment of the John Lazor Wedding Planning Update. John Lazor, what have you learned about the wedding process this week?
Well, apparently that you can be too organized. I put together, I guess, what is the greatest invitation list of all time in terms of breaking things out from an affiliation and how you know people's standpoint. I think that's going to be beneficial when we get down to the seating chart, which will also be massive for the reception. But it was met with social media scorn, much like the unnecessary shame that you heaped on Paulie for apparently sleeping in this morning, which I felt was unnecessary.
Can't believe you have an affiliation list on your – and by the way, over under 250 on the wedding guest list, but I got to know.
In terms of how many we invited or in terms of how many we are?
How many got invited to the social?
A lot of people, and they'll know when they get the invitations, were invited solely because I know, given their schedules, they can't make it, but I still wanted to milk a present out of them.
Do you come home?
Over.
I'm interested. Like, when we were getting married, my wife would come home, and she'd kind of give me a rundown of things that were accomplished that day, kind of want to run them by me. Do you guys hold?
And you reciprocated with a list of things that you'd accomplished
that day? No, I just said, okay, sounds good. Do you come home with a list, like itinerary every single night of things that have been done and things that need to be done? Do you guys have like a daily staff meeting before this wedding every night?
No, because ours seems to be more of a partnership. Wes, we're both out there handling some of the things, and we compare notes generally once or so a week. And yeah, we're making quite a bit of good progress. And we also have the knot.com to help us with that. And, continually shame your lack of things being executed.
Voice of the Hokies wedding coordinator John Lazor on the call. Coverage beginning 5:30 on Saturday night. I will see you in Blacksburg, buddy.
See you, buddy.
You got it. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. By the way, we were putting that sound clip together for the John Lazor weekly wedding update. That scene never is not funny. The opening scene of Old School, where they're sitting up there at the altar. Vince Vaughn, look at the baby, look at the baby, look at the baby. When he coughs and says, don't do it. Paul, you'll get it someday. Paul, have you been in a wedding?
Yes, I've been in a couple.
Classic scene. Old School never, ever, ever gets old. John Lazor never gets old. John Lazor, Andrew Allegretta, Mike Burnup, yours truly. Kick things off 5:30 Saturday night right here on Fox Sports 910. Dave Kane, the voice of the Wahoos, will join us at 8:45. Coming up next, Clayton Kershaw, magnificent. And in the 8 o'clock hour, a gentleman who played for the Dodgers the last time they were in the World Series. It's coming up next, Fox Sports 910, in the iHeartRadio app.